It's an encore presentation of Prep Sports Report with Randy Bergen, Rick Cleveland, and Mark Lasseter. Hear PSR every Saturday morning beginning at 8, the replay Sunday evenings at 10, and get the podcast at fmtalk1065.com.
Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
Hey. Oh, my goodness. Good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to the Thompson Tractors Prep Sports Report. Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in South Alabama. Oh, my goodness. The Three Musketeers are back, and it is good to see you. Mark, good to see you. Coach Rick, good to see you. How you doing, my man?
Man, I'm telling you, that's the best intro we've had in 3 weeks. I promise you that. It's so great to be back in here with you guys. And I really miss something. I miss something the whole week when we're not together.
Yeah.
I do.
And we're so happy that you're here with us. Boy, a lot going on in the world of prep sports. And, Coach, let's just kick it right off. You guys are going to go to our Pops Midtown Communication Lines and welcome in the head basketball coach for the Viger Boys, Coach Jarius Jackson, on the line with us. Coach, how you doing, pal?
How you doing? Good, man. Thank you all for having me on the show.
Well, you certainly deserve to be on the show. And I've heard all about you all year from Luke Spalding. So and that's good stuff. I can tell you that.
Yeah. That's my good friend, man. We've been coaching together for a while, man. That's my good friend now.
Well, we're playing them, and we're sitting there, and I mean, they're rocking and rolling on us.
Yeah.
We're playing them in their gym, and I mean, you're talking about playing defense. They get in your socks. And they just do not let you do what you want to do. Jerry's, talk about this team. I think you're 27-6. You're gonna play, and really, I'm excited about it because you're gonna play a Gunnersville team coached by a buddy of mine, Brett Self, and who I think they beat Scottsboro to win the Northeast Regional. But you play them Wednesday night at Legacy Arena. You're on your way to Birmingham today to get the arrangements and the logistics taken care of. But I want you to talk about this basketball team. Terrell Johnson and those guys, man, what an amazing, amazing display of defense you guys put on the court. And it doesn't slow you down from scoring either. I think you score off of your defense, but talk a little bit about this team, pal.
Yeah, man, this is a special, special, special group. Anyone that's been following us, we came up short last year in the Sweet 16 against Charles Henderson. But Terrell Johnson, those guys were juniors. So experience is the best teacher. Experience is the best teacher. So going into the offseason, they talked about that all season long. We worked hard starting from the offseason, and we went to Alabama team camp in the summer, and we went 4-0 at the team camp. And that's when I saw that I had a special group, but I still knew we had a long way to go. Well, they continued to work hard all year, and our focal point has been defense. We lean on our defense, so those guys have been defending and working hard ever since then. And we get to the season, we score a lot of points. We got a few dunks and three-point shooting, but our defense has carried us all the way to this point. And I'm so excited to have these guys. Terrell Johnson, Albert Hawthorne, Jordan Clark, those are my seniors, and they have been showing great leadership to get us to this point. We played a tough New Falls team. We was able to get them in the semifinals. And we had the rematch with Charles Henderson. And we were able to beat them in a regional final.
You know, we probably got
went through a bad spot.
Yeah, we got a bad sale with Jerry as he's traveling, trying to get to this meeting in Birmingham.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Jerry.
I'm probably going through a bad area, but yeah, those guys have been working hard and they're excited to get to this point. I'm so proud of them. They deserve this time to go to the Final Four to play in the Legacy Arena. It's going to be a great experience for them, but they are motivated. They have been working hard. They're excited for the matchup. They're working extra, extra, extra hard. They want it. And it's going to be so exciting to see those guys go out there and lay it on the line.
You know, we're talking to Jarius Jackson, the head boys basketball coach at Viger High School. And, Jarius, the thing that impressed me about your team more than anything, even more than your defense, was every kid you put on the floor was an athlete. They every one of them. You got 15 athletes, and, you know, the times I've seen you, you're playing them kind of in groups. And
yeah.
It's just amazing the athletic ability those 15 have.
Yeah, it, at the beginning of the season, believe it or not, it was difficult. And some people say, what you mean it was difficult? It doesn't matter who I put in the game. Sometimes it's hard because I'm like, you can put anyone in the game. There's no drop-off. I have 15 athletes. All of them can play. All of them can play together. So I had to figure out a way to make it work with all those athletes. So I said, you know what? I'm going to sub in groups. So I kind of sub in groups of three, groups of two, and there's no drop-off. And those guys bought into that as a team. The selfishness went out the window. All of them understood what type of team we have. And so that's what made us come together and provide the results that we had to make it to the Final Four. Teamwork and believing in one another.
You know, and we're talking to Jarius Jackson, the head boys basketball coach at Vigor. And, you know, when you play in an arena that's got the backdrop that Legacy has, of course you played in an arena that had that backdrop as well in the regionals.
Right.
But talk just a little bit about what you feel like you're going to need to do to kind of step up your shooting in an auditorium like Legacy Arena, because it's tough. It's a different backdrop.
Right. The depth perception is different. High school athletes are not used to that. They're used to like a typical high school gym, so to say, versus an arena. But most coaches have prepared for this moment leading up to it. That's why we did the Alabama team camp. When you do an Alabama team camp like that, they allow you at least one game in their Coliseum. So that's similar to how we're going to play in the BJCC arena. We played in the Coleman Coliseum over the summer. Also, I was able to schedule a Court of Dreams experience down in New Orleans at the Smoothie King Arena against Murphy back in January the 2nd. That gave us the opportunity to play on an arena-style floor to get the kids used to it. And, of course, we try to get a practice up there in Birmingham at like a UAB, a Birmingham Southern, or Samford to give that type of look for more practice to shoot in that type of arena or whatnot. And we explain that to the guys, and they understand the reason why we did that. But at this point, you know, that is something to be concerned with. But at this point, I told the guys we have to play and believe in one another and believe that we can make a shot, whether it's in the arena, in the backyard, outside, or in our own high school gym.
You know, Jarius, I think one of the things when I look at the 5A bracket, the four teams left, Fairfield with Maurice Ford, Valley with Marshawn Harper, Gunnersville with Brett Self, and Vigor with Jarius Jackson, you have four coaches, and Maurice Ford is by far the senior. He's a senior citizen in that group. Maurice was coaching when I was coaching at Banks in Birmingham. And I'm telling you, that's four really good basketball teams. But I can tell you this, from my standpoint, you got as good, if not better, chance to bring that blue trophy home.
Yeah, we really like our chances. And I explained to the guys, there's no secret. You don't get to the Final Four just by luck. You know, all four of these teams earned their way to be there. So I know all four teams are very tough to make it to this point. And I'm actually already familiar with Maurice Ford. I had just graduated from college, and I was an assistant coach at LaFleur High School back in 2009. Maurice Ford was the head coach at Parker, where he had Parker. Eric Bledsoe, and they beat him.
Yeah,
and then I moved on, and I was coaching at LaFleur back in 2018, I believe, and we played Fairfield, and they beat us in the semifinals. When he was at Fairfield, I think he went on to win the state championship. Now he's back in the state tournament, but he's on the other side playing Valley. But I'm familiar with him. But, you're right. All four of these teams are tough. You cannot take any one of them for granted. Great coaches. Valley won it last year. They're coming back with experience. They want to go back-to-back. We're hungry. We like our chances. And the guys understand, hey, there's no tomorrow. We have to take advantage of this opportunity. This opportunity doesn't come every, you know, we have to take advantage of it. So we're trying to do everything we can to bring it home, bring it back to Mobile.
And we're talking to Jarius Jackson, the head boys basketball coach at Vigor High School. And his boys will play Gunnersville Wednesday night at 7:30 at Legacy Arena. right there at the Birmingham Jefferson Civic Center. What are your plans right now, tentatively, before you get into this meeting this morning? What are your plans tentatively to go into Birmingham and maybe get a day to shoot around, maybe at Samford or Birmingham Southern or somewhere like that?
Yeah, that's top priority right now. Going into this meeting, I'm really, really going to try to get a practice or shoot around at one of those gyms if I can. That shouldn't be a problem. They normally have a coordinator to help you lock in a practice time at one of those complexes. After that, I do want to reward the guys and take them out to a nice dinner in the evening on Tuesday. We plan on leaving early Tuesday morning and try to get a good practice in one of the arena. And later on that evening, I do want to take them to Top Golf and allow them to eat and kind of hit some golf balls and relax them. Yeah, kind of relax them and take some pressure off of them and give them a nice little talk and let them have fun as a team and bond a little bit more before we go into that war against Gunnerville at 7:30 Wednesday night.
Well, I can tell you this. Of those four teams, if there's any one of those four or any one of the other three that's got 15 athletes like you do, I want to see that. I do definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm telling you guys, when Viger gets on the floor, they got 15 athletes that can play. And I mean it. And it wouldn't surprise me if he finds a golfer up there. It
wouldn't surprise me. Right. At Viger, if anyone knows the history of Viger, we're known as a football school. We won the state football championship back in 2021, if I'm not mistaken, 2022. We have athletes, but what I try to explain to the guys since I've been there, this is my fourth year, hey, we can play basketball. We can put forth the effort in baseball, other sports. I also coach cross country, so my basketball guys run cross country with me. We did a good job at track last year. I believe we won the state in one of the events or two multiple events in track last year. So I tried to make sure they put forth the same effort and energy in basketball, and they've done that. And that has carried us. Our athleticism, our depth has carried us to this point.
Coach, good luck to you. Thank you for taking time to be with us. We're going to be following you. We're going to have you back on real soon, okay?
All right. Thank you all so much for having me again.
There you go, Coach Jarius Jackson, Vigers basketball coach. Good luck to them. I'm going to tell you, he sounds like you want to play for him.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
It's fun. It's fun. They have fun when they play.
That's awesome.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Pops Market communication lines. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to the Prep Sports Report right here on the PSR Radio Network. I am Randy Bergen, along with Coach Mark Laster, Coach Rick Cleveland. Hey, let's go back to our Pops Midtown communication line and welcome in wonderful, wonderful person, a fantastic coach, Coach Ann Schilling, the head volleyball coach for the Admirals of Bayside Academy. Coach, how are you doing? Congratulations. Looks like you got a great year going again. Am I correct in saying your record's 36-7 right now?
We're actually 39-7 now. We're up in Birmingham. We played Spain Park Thursday night, and then we had Homewood and McAdory last night. We got Vestavia this morning at 11 o'clock, and then we'll move into the playoffs.
You know, Ann, this tournament, historically, this tournament has always kind of run right before the area tournaments begin all over the state. Am I right in saying that?
Yes, you are, Mark. This and Bodie are the two oldest tournaments in the state, so we like it a lot. It's Homewood does a great job hosting it, and we enjoy coming up here. The weather's starting to get a little cooler, and we're ending up our regular season play this weekend. So,
and does this playing in this tournament like this, does this get you good and prepped for the playoffs?
Yeah, it does. There's some really good teams up here. We're getting ready to play one this morning in Vestavia. I think they're 5-7A right now, or 6, somewhere along there. And, then once we get in the playoffs, it's going to get even more exciting. So, yeah, it'll give us a great you know, finish to our season. And, you know, we've been off the last two weekends, so we had to knock a little of the rust off and get back to it. But anyway.
Well, I'll tell you, it's always fun watching Bayside Volleyball. We're visiting with Coach Ann Schilling, the volleyball coach for Bayside, Hall of Fame coach for sure. And Ann, take just a moment or two and talk a little bit about your team, some of the players on your team. Who really stands out? Who's the leader on that team?
I think it starts with Blakely Robbins, our setter. She really makes her hitters and around everybody around her better. You know, she's like the quarterback on our, you know, team. Like I said, everybody loves Blakely. And anyway, so it starts there with her. And then you got Maisie Douglas, who just got her 1,000th kill last night. She's another one of our senior outside hitters. And then we got Lucy Fraley. We got Lily Fraley. Lucy plays some defense for us. Lily's a serving specialist for us. And then you have Georgia McKinnis. Georgia stepped up big time, you know, for us this year. She is one of our middles. And then getting to that junior class, Misty Kate Smith, another middle, who's done a great job for us. And then Kate Huey's coming off the bench a little bit and doing some good things for us. She's been a little injury-ridden this year as of late. And you get in that sophomore class, you got Haley Robinson, our right side, left-handed. Big swing for us. And then you got Greer Broughton, one of our outsides. He's doing some great things for us. And Ann Patton Gilliard coming off the bench, serving and playing a little defense. Lane Broadhead, same thing, kind of coming in when we need her. Let's see, Mary Catherine Whitehurst, our libero, who is really doing a great job for us this season. She got actually her 1,000th dig earlier in the season, and Blakely got her 4,000th assist. Let me just go. We had three people who got milestone, you know, kills, digs, and assists. But let's see. I don't want to leave anybody out. Sarah Saley, same thing. She kind of comes in when we need her. And then I got Abby DiMatteo, who is a seventh grader that is starting at the right back position and serving up a lot of aces for us and getting a lot of teams out of system. And
you know,
that's awesome.
Go ahead. And you know, it's so wonderful. These girls that when she runs through, I remember them when I had them in elementary PE. Okay, and it's so great to watch them grow.
Right.
You know, Ann and I taught elementary PE together, and so we watched these girls grow. And Ann would tell me, "So you need to keep an eye on that one. She's going to be a good one. Keep an eye on that one. She's going to be." And sure enough, here they are doing their thing. And That was a great experience for me to get to watch these girls grow and mature and become the athletes that they are becoming.
And that sets up for a great question. How important is it to be able to watch them grow up with basically your elementary and your schools right there all together, being able to watch them grow and kind of mentor them into what has developed into 21 straight runs winning state titles, going for 22. How important is it to be able to watch them and grow with them and mentor them?
It really is important. You know, I've got my hands in the fifth and sixth grade class, seventh and eighth, and, you know, Julia as well. And we're trying to, you know, help develop these kids so that they can help us out because, you know, I think it's important, you know, because they're your future. And, if you don't develop them, you're going to be in trouble later. So, you know, we place a lot of value on developing those younger kids and, you know, helping them and letting these older kids really pour into them too. So that really helps. And, you know, it's a program. So, it's a lot of fun.
And you got area coming up next week as we get ready. And, this is where the run begins, you know, as we get ready to go shoot for another state title. And you got to take them one match at a time. I know that's how you coach it. Tell us a little bit about area. I think it starts next week. Tell us a little bit about when. I know it starts, but tell us a little bit about the area tournament.
Yeah. We'll face Robertsdale first. You know, we beat them a couple of times, but, you know, this is an elimination match, and we can't, you know, take anything lightly. They've got a good team, and, you know, we're not going to overlook them. And if we can get past them, we'll most likely see Spanish Fort in the finals. And, you know, we've lost to them in four and lost to them in five, and it's been two really good matches. We have a lot of respect for them, and, you know, I have a lot of respect for Gretchen as coach. And you know, we're going to hopefully give them a great match, and it'll be another good one. And, you know, we have to go over there and compete. But, you know, the top two will advance to the Super Regional in Montgomery the following week.
And that's at Crampton Bowl, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So the two teams, you win the first round, you make it to the finals, those two teams will qualify for state, and then you go into the sub-regionals, and after that they is qualified. How many teams come out of the sub-region?
Four. You got four coming out, and the way it kind of looks like there's going to be a dogfight for two of the spots. You know, I think you got looks like four teams in each part of the bracket that are going to be, there's going to be some good teams eliminated
gotcha.
And not have the chance to go. So it'll be interesting. So we'll see what happens. And like I said, we're playing some good volleyball right now. We're excited. We feel like this is our time. You know, we're usually playing our best volleyball at this point. And, you know,
Certainly when you want to be playing it.
That's right.
Now. There's no doubt.
That's right.
Hey, Coach,
thank
you for your time. Good luck today against Vestavia Hills. Good luck in the playoffs. Always good to have you on the show. And, man, just you're awesome. You're awesome. We thank you for taking time to be with us.
Thanks, guys, for having me. And congrats, Mark, on y'all's victory last night. And y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Ann. Be careful. Thank you.
Ann Schilling right there, the head basketball coach for the Bayside Academy Admirals volleyball team. She is awesome. 21 straight state titles, looking for number 22. Is there some record there? I mean, that's got to be something.
She holds the national record right now. She holds the state record and national record, and she's just setting it higher as she goes. But, you know, the greatest thing about Ann, for me, is that when I'm at school and she and I serve lunch together right next to each other every day, she does the ninth grade and I do the 10th grade. And we get to talk a little bit about both of our sports and we coach and yada, yada. But here's the winningest coach in the United States in state championships who's standing here serving lunch to the kids as they come by. You know, nothing, you know, she's such a humble
person.
She's
humble, exactly.
She's going to do what she needs to do and loves her job, loves Bayside Academy, loves those kids. What a great representation.
She is awesome. It's right here on PSR.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. This segment presented by Green & Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now, back to the show.
You know, we can't look at Mark like we normally do during this song. And we welcome you back to the Thompson Tractors Prep Sports Report. I am Randy Bergen, Coach Rick Cleveland here, Coach Mark Laster. Guys, we're going to go to our Pops Midtown Communication Line and welcome in the host of Talkin' Ball on 97.7 The Zone in Huntsville. Drew DeArmond is on with us. Drew, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing this morning?
We're doing great, Drew, and thank you for taking some time out of your Saturday morning Alabama football morning. It's your cup of coffee time, I know, but it's always good to get you on for a couple of reasons. I wanted to start off this morning by saying what a great job Bob Godsey and Madison Academy did this year, and you know, I wanted you to talk just a little bit about that because I know you followed them and. Give me your thoughts on their football team this year.
Well, Coach, I'll be honest with you. It was probably as good a playoff run as I've seen as far as, you know, who they had to play. Their region this year, you know, wasn't as difficult, you know, as some were. But when they got into the playoffs, you know, especially after they won in round one, after they beat Hope's Bluff, they had to play as difficult schedule, you know, as I thought anybody in the state, as far as getting to Tuscaloosa. I mean, they had to play Mars Hill in round two, and I was blessed. I did Randolph Raider football during the regular season, and you know our Raiders, you know, went 6-5, and we lost to a really good corner team at home in round one. And as I told people, you know, that Randolph team was also played Madison Academy, and they went 6-5. But some 6-5s aren't equal. They're 6-5. They lost to five teams that went 48-5. So they played a very difficult schedule, including the Mustangs. And I knew that Mustang team was special after I saw them, you know, in week, early on, and when they beat the Raiders. And I just felt like it was a senior class that had blossomed and was really, really good. And that playoff run they went on, they beat Mars Hill in the rain. Was a heck of a ball game over at Bill Washington Stadium. And then, you know, I thought, well, that's a really, really good high school football game I watched. And then, I'll be honest with you, the next few weeks, it just built on itself. I mean, they ended up having to be a really, really good, football team in Geraldine. I was at that game, and it was my first time in that state semifinal and being to Geraldine to see a game. And it was a game that went back and forth. It's funny how football works, but they were down to it was basically a third down and one. And if they had made the yard, Geraldine was going to win the ball game. And the young man took the snap and fell down in the backfield to lose 3 yards. And, and then I got to give their staff credit. They decided to go for it. They didn't want to punt the football deep. Personally, I would have. But they decided they wanted to go for it. And they threw the football. They only could throw the ball a handful of times the whole night and completed one deep ball. But it was incomplete. Madison Academy got the ball back, and they scored, to win the game late, 48-43. And it was just a really, really special football team. I mean, I've known Bob Gossie since his days at Hartsell. I watched his teams at Brooks, but I didn't get to know him until he came to Hartsell, and I've got to know him really, really well since he got to Madison Academy. And he's one of the better fundamental coaches that I think's ever been in the state of Alabama. And he's a guy that he is definitely somebody that's a taskmaster and, is a disciplinarian. But he was very emotional with us. He joined us every week during the season. And this team really, I think, was one of his favorite teams that he's ever coached. I know it's his favorite at Madison Academy because, as he told us, they are the ones that reestablished the standard. They are the ones in Ken Cherry, Jackson Reese Baker, the leaders of that squad, the seniors that this is his year five for him there. That these guys were in middle school when he got there, and they've reestablished Madison Academy as one of the best programs in the state. And certainly, they were very, very sad to lose to Mobile Christian, but let's be honest, Mobile Christian just was a little bit better football team, and I was really happy for Ronnie Cockrell. It's his first state championship in the state of Alabama, but I don't think we've heard the last of Madison Academy. And like I said, I thought when you think about what Coach Gossie did with Jake Poldulak, he ended up transferring in, and he was there in January. He had never played with that group, but the way he seamlessly fit in and the way that senior class blossomed, it's why you love football. You saw a lot of guys like a Jackson Reese who had not played organized football, only flag, until he got to high school. And he took his sophomore year off, and he thought he was going to be a track guy. They got him to come back, and he got, I think Jordan Matthews, who went on to, break all the SEC records at Vanderbilt. And he was really the first Division I young man to come out of Madison Academy. And Jackson Reese is a guy that broke, all of his single-season records this year, catches, yards. I think he was within one touchdown and tied his single-season touchdown record. And he was just a young guy that blossomed. And that's why you love the game, Coach. That's why you love high school football. And then you got a guy like Ken Cherry who tore his ACL 2 years ago. And then he goes on. We know how good Kerryon Johnson was and everything, but he ends up with 46 touchdowns. And I thought when he put on that show, the state championship game. I think Ken is as good a high school football player as there is in the state of Alabama. I hope, you know, what he did will help him, you know, garner a college scholarship offer. But as you know, the transfer portal's changed so much. But
yep.
There's a lot of really, really good football players at Madison Academy. And I'll be honest, it was probably as good a playoff run as I've ever been a part of. And I was just the genuine emotion and the grit and determination that team played for will stick with me for a long time.
Well, I know it was a fun run for you. I want to change channels real quick. I got to have a scouting report on Hartsell. Wonder what kind of team we got. About 3 minutes here. What's Farron got at Hartsell? Farron Key got at Hartsell. We play them Monday night. Look forward to playing them up in over in Helena. I got to get a scout report from my basketball man.
Yeah, I mean they're a system program. They're a 1-3-1 program. That's what they like to do defensively. They like to pressure. They shoot a lot of threes. They're very fundamentally sound. I mean, Farron hasn't had a lot of size there. They're guard-oriented, but they execute very, very well. I mean, he does as good a job as anybody with his team of executing and being fundamental, no question about it. You know, it's one of those things where he has got the culture there settled in so well. You know, I haven't seen them this year, but I've seen them as far as during the season. I saw them this summer. And that's what I love about summer basketball. In June, you get a really good idea. But you know that his team. You know what to expect from them. You know if they take care of the basketball, they don't turn it over. They're going to be very difficult, especially at home. You know I'm a big part of Huntsville High basketball. We had a huge win last night, a huge comeback in a great environment at home. I think we've won 27 straight at home now in the regular season, and we beat a really talented Central Phoenix City team. But, you know, we usually always see Hartsell in the summer, and they do such a great job with their pressure. They do such a great job of executing and taking care of the basketball. You have to be very disciplined against them to handle their pressure, and you also have to be able to guard the perimeter because, again, he usually puts four or five guys out there that can handle, dribble, and shoot it. And they're a really, really good system program. You know, Farron Key has done a great job. Because for many years, I mean, Hartsell was good in the 90s, but their boys program, you know, was down for a while. Like Huntsville High until they found the perfect fit. And I think Farron Key has been the perfect fit there. And certainly looking forward to seeing, you know, Brody Peebles in a couple of weeks play against Alabama in the C.M. Newton Classic.
That'll be something.
He's doing a great job at Liberty.
Well, Drew, we got about 30 seconds here. We want to get you back on for the Huntsville tournament. That should be something special, something really special.
It always is, Coach. I've been doing it since 1990. This will be, you know, for me, I believe this is year 34 for me doing this since I was a young kid and not even, you know, old enough to drive. I love this tournament. You know, it's our 41st year. We got a great field, and I would definitely love to be back on with you guys and talk some basketball. Really appreciate the opportunity.
We're going to do that, but I got to tell you this. I'm watching you and Scott on 97.7 The Zone with all that beard, and when you're looking down with that black hat on, you look like Michael McDonald with the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, my
boy.
Goodness.
Keep going.
Oh,
I love that.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a good
well,
look.
I appreciate
you take...
that, Coach. I can't sing like Michael McDonald, unfortunately.
You keep going, buddy. We appreciate everything that you do, and I hope you have the blessed and Merry Christmas, pal. Take care.
Yeah, before I go, Coach, I'm going to be in Orange Beach next week with Huntsville High. We're playing over there at the Mako Classic. I know that's your neck of the woods. If you can make it over there, I'd love to see you, and I know Coach Swears would, too.
I'd love to see you. We're going to be in Helena, but I'm going to try to truck back over there and catch you guys, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Take care. God bless.
All right, there you go right there, Drew DeArmond, along with Talking Ball, 97.7, the Zone up in Huntsville. He partners up with Scott Thiessen.
Yep.
And they do a good job, there's no doubt.
Yeah, great job.
And he can go.
He can go.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. All right, don't go anywhere. More of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report right after this.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to the show.
It's been a while, boys.
I'm telling you, man, I am just taking this in.
JoJo.
You got to take some JoJo. Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. I am cutting Bob Skaggs off. That is a no-go here on the Prep Sports Report, man. Rick, and I'm so sorry for that. But I know we cannot wait any longer for your leadership segment, so I had to cut him off.
It's tough to follow Bob Skaggs, I tell you that.
Pretty
right
tough.
Now. I tell you right now. You know, guys, the older we get, the more that it seems like that we talk about joy. You know, where do we find the joy in our life? What is it that gives us that adrenaline flow that says, I really love being where I'm at right now? And what I'm doing, it's like, there. Let me tell you, and I'll say this more, there's nothing I enjoy more. I get a lot of joy out of being on the golf course with that little rascal over there.
Because he knows he's about to get paid.
I do. let me tell you what, no, because it's so stinking competitive. I mean, we don't even talk to each other. And if there's any hint that there's a rule being broken, we bring it to each other's attention. And he can find a bunch of ways to bring it to my attention. But that literally gives me – that's just one of the joys. I mean, there's – and I get frustrated if he gets a game up and doesn't include me in it. I do. He said, well, I didn't know you want to play. That is joy to me, is playing golf with him. So every chance I get to play golf with him, I want to play with him. Joy to me, again, is Saturday mornings with you two guys. That's joy. So, you know – I kind of find myself, like Nathan said this week, spinning. And when people say, and it's a lie. It really is a lie. It's not the truth. I often find myself spinning in that, whatever you want to call it, mistruth, that once so-and-so happens, things will be better and I'll be content. See, it just doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. The good news is there's always fresh opportunities to be happy. Imagine life is like Grand Central Station, where happy times arrive around the clock. Chances are the opportunity to be happy has already arrived. Sometimes it's right in front of you. For whatever reason, you are unable to shift your focus to notice and to appreciate it. And regardless of what is going on around you, you can feel happier, be productive, attract success, enjoy yourself during the process. When you shift your focus and the way you think, your perspective changes. And when those changes take place, your life changes. So get yourself together. I hear Rick Neuheisel say that all the time on his little show. that who was the great coach at Alabama who was a quarterback coach? Old guy, and he was an offensive coordinator under Coach Stallings, and he was a West Coast guy.
Homer Smith.
Get yourself together. That's what he used to tell Neuheisel and all the guys at UCLA, and that's exactly what we're saying today. Mm-hmm. Get yourself together. Another thing is, add happiness to your life, and add it to it right now. Can you see it? Visualize you live on a tropical island. You get up when you like. You do what you want. And some guy named Mark brings you breakfast. You're sitting in a reclined position on your balcony. As all you can see is the ocean and 18 holes out in front of you. And, you know, the life of the young and the retired. We dream of being happy someday. Until that day, we're overworked, overstressed, and underhappy. The dream doesn't seem possible without a lottery win or a call from a wealthy uncle in poor health. But what fun is life if we aren't happy about it? The good news is you can add happiness to your life right now. Just a few producing activities can reduce stress and make the wait for what many people call utopia become easier to bear. I get really, really tickled when I think about what joy really is. And where do we find joy? Well, a joyful life is the best existence we can hope to achieve. It's the kind of life that produces positive vibes and feels good energy and encourages us to look to the future with high hopes. Pure joy might seem like a fleeting emotion, but even if you only feel it for a moment in time, you can hold on to it. You can relish it. It's like Randy makes a 56-foot putt, and he hadn't made a 2-foot putt all day.
God.
And then he walks up on 7 or whatever hole we're playing, and he's up the very front of the green, and the flag's at the very back.
Mobile Country Club 5 years ago.
And he knocks it. He hits it, and it goes right straight in the middle
90
of the
90-something feet.
I swear. That's joy. That's happiness. That's fun. Guys, we got to have some fun in our life.
You're right.
We're worked. We're overstressed. We're overworked. And it just, it's not worth it, guys. It's not worth it. It's just not worth it. Find some joy today. Find some way to find some joy in your life if you don't have it. And if you get it, I promise you, you'll want it time after time after time after time. I'm thankful for joy.
That is a good one. There is no doubt. You know,
yes.
Every night I go to sleep with Adrian Rogers. Every night. Did one on – he just had a – and you go to YouTube and check this out. Joy is an inside job. Think about that.
Yeah, it is.
It's an inside job. You want to hear a good sermon? Go on YouTube and pull up Adrian Rogers, and it'll go just verify everything that you just said.
You know, that's funny because Adrian Rogers is a guy I listen to,
too, and he
talks about happiness all the time. Mm-hmm. He says, I remember this because I've really listened to him a bunch. Happiness works much like love. That's a big statement now. Happiness works much like love. Think about that. Takes you a long way.
Good stuff. We are at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. More right after this.
Coming to you live, the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
Good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to the second hour of the Thompson Tractors Prep Sports Reporters. We're coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in L.A. That is Lower Alabama. So glad to have you on board with us. I am Randy Bergen, along with the superstars of this show, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Laster. Rick, I got to tell you, first hour was fantastic. Mark, your input was absolutely hilarious. So
thank you.
You are quite welcome, my man.
Worked hard on that.
I love that.
You did. Hey, guys, it is time to go to our Pops Midtown Communication line and welcome in a good friend of ours. This guy, you hear him all the time. He's on with a very good friend of ours, Mike Grace, on the press box, former Mississippi State basketball star, Bart Heitch, on the line with us. Bart, how are you doing, my man?
Well, I'm in between. I'm in between my Rip Van Winkle plan for the next couple of days. So I got up, I got my routine going, and then by noon I'll lay it back down after a couple games.
Well, you're going to be seeing a lot of games coming up. I can promise you that. There's no doubt, buddy.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful. And I, you know, you get in such a mode of everybody's like, there's no way. I mean, you just get through it. It's like an off season. You know, that's kind of how I approach it. Because the amount of, or typically when you were getting ready for games, you know, you get ready for the games, and the games only last a couple of hours here or there. But with this, there's, I mean, excuse me, there's what, 48 of them?
Mm-hmm. No, there's 42 of them.
There's 42 of them. I was looking here at my notes. And so it's like there's 24 the first couple of day semis, and then you've got the 7-8 semis and the final start. So it's exciting, and I love it. But the prep's all year, guys. You can't prep for something like this in a day or in 2 days or in – there's too many teams, too many classes. It's doubled because it's boys and girls. So you have to watch it all year. That's why I can't watch NBA anymore, is because I watch college basketball in high school so I can talk about it. But going to all the regionals last week and get to see every team and every game. But I did get to see a lot of teams that I felt like would – one from down south in particular, Jackson's boys and girls. Jackson's boys in particular, I really wanted to see them in Montgomery, and I got to. So getting to put eyes on these kids, put eyes on these coaches, and like maybe understand what they are trying to do, see a couple of situations, I just think that helps the analysis, and it's better for the audience. It's just better for the HSAA and the broadcast if I'm able to do that.
All right, so we're finished with the practice tee. Now we're getting on the first tee. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, hey, I'm glad you let me hit too. I was about to get coughed up there.
We always let you hit two off the first tee, Bart. We always do. You'll learn that someday. But this is where I want to go right off the bat. I want to go to 5A boys, and I want to talk about Maurice Ford. I want to talk about when you talk about Maurice Ford, you're talking about the guy that is absolutely the old guy. He coached with us in Birmingham 100 years ago, and they play Marshawn Harper in the semifinal game that I think will be a knockdown dragout. And then you've got Mobile's best team in Vigor. And when you talk about a basketball team that is, I'm talking about the most talented basketball team I've seen all year on National Federation or anything, and they're going to play Brett Self's Gunnersville team. I want you to, and you're going to be doing that game, and I think that is the most competitive bracket next to 7A. I think 5A is the bracket that you really get a chance to look at and see some real. I've never seen as much athleticism as I have seen on a basketball team as Vigor's going to bring to the Legacy Arena. I want to hear your thoughts on that.
They are athletic. I mean, and they're fast, and they're long, and Gunnersville is an opposite style. However, Gunnersville, sneaky athletic. Now, they lost a couple of pieces last year. Brandon Fusell last year, their point guard, was really good. He's at Montevallo. And they don't really have that one guy, if that makes sense, that you typically need to have. But a lot of teams don't have that one guy in high school like you do high school, and you can collectively get it together. And Gunnersville plays fast. They shoot a lot of threes. They'll have to get off to a good start because Vigor just overwhelms you, right? I mean, it's just – it's strong. It's powerful. I think Vigor has been able to show the ability to finish games this season, if that makes sense. Whether it be finishing free throws, getting a stop, getting a turnover, a timely bucket. There were a couple. There was one game in particular, I mean, early in the year, where I know they had to score. I don't know if they were down, I think, and or something, but they came back and they had a couple of plays they had to make. I saw and I read that. I'm telling y'all, though, guys. I think that Gunnersville game is one of the most intriguing games to me because he's been building that program, and they should have been there last year. Should have been Scottsboro. But here's the thing. When you haven't been to Birmingham, the lights are big. Who handles those lights? Who handles those adversities early, and who can limit run? I like Gunnersville to stay in this game. Not sure. I actually picked them as an upset in this game, simply because there's got to be one somewhere. And a lot of times in those competitive brackets, you'll see teams looking. Everybody's looking at both of those teams. Yeah, they're trying to get, but they see Caleb Holden, that other, they see the defending champion. And Morris, everybody's talking about that Fairfield game, right? Everybody's talking about that one.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about the Valley game. So once you getting through this one, can't get to that one unless you get through this one. So Viger doesn't look ahead. They play the way they play. And if they can dominate the backboards, I think Viger will be fine. But just for some reason, I think this game will be close. On the other side, Valley, you know, everybody knows about Cameron. Ron Ingram thinks he's the
– Yep.
You know, he mentioned Kool-Aid, and he thinks Cameron might have a higher upside in football than Kool-Aid. Now, they play different positions, I think, but that is just wild to me that's the case. And then you got big Brandon Thompson's side, and he's a load. He's playing in the Alabama-Mississippi All-Star game, which – I possibly will be doing. Hadn't got confirmation yet. It's not my schedule to work out. But, and Maurice has the second best mannerisms of any coach in the entire field. Tim Miller is definitely the first. Everybody knows about my man crush on Tim Miller and
agree
his mannerisms.
Completely agree. Yeah.
But Maurice Ford is back. He's been there. His team is. I will say this though. They're a little undersized. I saw them in Haskell. Now, it doesn't hurt them when it comes to rebounding because they are athletic. They can jump. They can run. They can guard. They got a couple of shot makers. But size, length more so than size, I think just the length that they're going to face against Valley, because Valley is dominant on the boards and dominant in transition. This game will be up and down. Both teams will like to run. But Coach Marshawn, when he gets ahead, he'll clock manage. Both of these teams will. I watched Fairfield do it to Ramsey, but Ramsey eliminated a big lead from Fairfield. If Ramsey doesn't get down by 12-13 early, Ramsey wins that game. I thought Denton did a great job getting them back in and just couldn't get over the hump. But, yeah, Fairfield is more athletic, sneaky athletic, and longer than they look. But I like Valley. I like it. I actually like it to be Valley.
Too.
I mean, somehow Gunnersville. But I would not be surprised if it's Viger. And then I think Valley rolls again for one of those repeats that we rarely see.
Well, see, I'm on the opposite side of that. I do. I think Viger.
I'm glad
wins
you started out.
I'm going after talking with Coach Jarius Jackson a while ago. Yeah. I'm on Viger's side on this one. They got 15 guys that can can rotate them in, and you don't miss they don't miss a beat.
But what Bart said about you got to have been to Birmingham before to be able to see what you're going to see. Now, Bart, we're fixing to go to a hard break, but when we come back, you've got about four or five outstanding players that we want to talk about, and we want you to highlight them because you know them better than anybody. So we're going to go. We finish the first nine. We're going to the 10 tee box, and I want you to hit the best ball you've ever hit.
Stop by the clubhouse right there and get you.
This is part five.
And get you a sandwich before we go to number 10, all right? So we're going to have you. You're up first. Don't go anywhere.
We'll probably bring you back with Boz Skaggs or Steely Dan.
Absolutely. Got to do that. All right, hey, look, let's take our time out. When we come back, we continue our conversation with former Mississippi State Bulldog star. I mean star.
Yeah,
Bart Heitch. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Pops Market communication lines. Now, back to the show.
And we welcome you back to the Thompson Tractors Prep Sports Report. Randy Bergen, Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Lassiter. That's a good-looking man right there. I ain't going to lie to you.
Good.
We're going to go back to our
Pops Teddy Midtown. Teddy Rubskin looking
like. There you go.
There you go.
Let's go to our Pops Midtown Attaboy. Communication line and welcome in. Welcome back, our good friend, Bart Heitch. Bart, I got to ask you real quick. You're going to be seeing a lot of players up there during this tournament. Who are the four or five players that people really want to see, put their eyeballs on, that stand out the most to you?
I like to mix it up. I think there's a lot. I'm gonna probably give you six, if that's okay, just so I can make sure I mix in a couple of boys and a couple of girls. So number one, the marquee, there's no question, Kevin Hall. He is generational. When I speak of generational players, I speak of Cousins, Bledsoe, Person, Barkley, that's Watford. Watley.
There you go. We said it at the same time. It is Watley.
Guys like that, I think you can put this kid in that category. Herb Jones would be one. But this kid's different, y'all. I mean, I've coined a nickname, and I hope it sticks. Maybe it don't, but I think it should. Switch is his nickname for a couple of reasons. Richard Williams, my old coach, used to say, it's not a light switch, Dante. You can't just turn it on when you want to. You know? And, first of the time, that's right. But in that regional final, guys, they were down 14, like midway through the second, and he never checked up. He never looked up. He never, body language didn't change. His defensive, here's what I want people to watch with him. Now, the passing to me is his best skill. And everybody wants to talk about the finishes and the highlights, but he's able to step out and now he can shoot it. You have to guard him. But his creation ability offensively, his length, his ability to rebound, he has it all. He has everything in his bag and block shot. And he's still growing. He's about 6'6 now, I think. But defensively, out on the perimeter, out at half court, when guys try to get up to him and make their move, especially an inside-out dribble move, okay? If I got the ball in my right hand and the Caleb Holtz guarding me, and I inside out and give him a shoulder shimmy fake in that right hand, that's a dunk. His lateral quickness to ease over and just shut guys down with the ball, you got to keep him away from the basketball defensively. But he runs his team, you know, and Coach and Patrick's done a great job with him, you know, and last year he just kind of let it go, and they've got more flow now. And they've got a guy named Frederick Derrick on Buckhorn's team that's an assassin that nobody knows about. He's a smaller point guard, boop, 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 and he will dot your eye in a heartbeat and can go get buckets. And Buckhorn's got pieces, but Caleb just makes them all so much better. So I would say Caleb Holt would be my number one.
Okay, let me stop you right there. I'm getting a text from Montgomery, Alabama. It says, "Please tell me who Caleb Holt plays for." He just did. Caleb Holt plays for Patrick Harding and Buckhorn. Yeah,
I thought everybody needed defending state champion. My apologies. Defending state champion Buckhorn is won it last year in that dramatic game against Mountain Brook. It is Buckhorn out of Newmarket, Alabama. The 6A Buck will be in Birmingham, and Caleb Holt is he's number three. If you watch it for more than two possessions and don't know who Caleb is, I might be surprised.
That's right. Great player. Agreed.
So next, there's a lot. If Caleb Holt were in this class, Dwayne Brown would be who we'd be talking about. I know people in Mobile love post players and love big guys. Dwayne Brown, in my opinion, is the best big in the state of Alabama since DeMarcus Cousins. I don't think he's there yet. I still think Boogie is way in the class. And Boogie was generational, too. I didn't mean to leave him that. You have to throw DeMarcus Cousins in that generational conversation of great Alabama basketball players. But Dwayne Brown is a high school coach's nightmare when you don't have size, because he posts so deep. His backside is very wide and very high. And so you can't get around him. He's different to guard. And he's kind of one of those on his toes players, if you will. You don't really understand a lot of times. It looks like he's kind of, but he's agile. And he's good on his feet. He uses the rim about as well as any big I've seen in high school in a long time. He can get you in his post up on the right side and then finish on the left with an opposite hand reverse layup and jump across the rim. But it's the ability to post deep. Now, I did see something out of him that I haven't seen much. He stepped out and made a couple of jump shots, guys, did Dwayne Brown of Hoover. And Hoover has – he and Celine London, Tariq London, a lot of people remember, played Alabama. Tariq and I played against each other. He's a good player as well. Jonathan Fairley's really good for Scott Ware's team of Hoover. But Dwayne Brown, number big 55,
yep.
Great kid, great hands, and I love his game as well. He's a must watch in seven.
All right, we got about 3 minutes. I'm the producer in your ear. You got 3 minutes.
Yeah, and I can do them all in a minute. All right, so Ty Davis. Right. Ty Davis going to Creighton, of course. 6A Mountain Brook boys. He's worth the watch. He's the best passer, maybe best left-handed passer we've seen ever in the state of Alabama. It's amazing how he can drop things on a dime. And Mountain Brook will get back
I don't know if they'll make the finals this year and face who I think will be Caleb Holt, but we'll see. But Ty Davis, he can shoot it. He's going to Creighton, very crafty. Better defender than people give him credit for. Good rebounder, all-around good player. On the girls' side, I love Ace Austin from Spring Garden. Ooh. She's the best. I think Molly Hurd, in my opinion, is arguably the best 3A or below player that we've seen in the last since Birmingham's been, I guess, in creation since 94. But I love Ace Austin, and I think they walk through the 1A. I don't think anyone can mess with Spring Garden and Ricky Austin. He's been like his seventh or eighth. They have Chloe Rule as well. Had a transfer come in from Tennessee. But Ace Austin just controls games. Her athleticism at the 1A level is special. She's going to Alabama. No, we don't know where Caleb Holt's going. We don't know where Brian Brown's going yet. But she's already committed to Alabama as a junior. And I expect Ace Austin to have a huge, huge career in college. And she can really shoot it. She can do it all. It's just her IQ. The IQ of Ty Davis and Ace Austin, I think it's phenomenal. We can't mention Leah Brooks, who I think will be Miss Basketball from Hazel Green, about to win their fifth state championship. She's the reason, or six. She's the reason in the interior. Now she can score over either shoulder. She's long. She blocks shots. Excellent, excellent ball player. And then I want to throw my boy Caleb Harrison in there. From Huntsville High. I hate to get Saturday ahead of y'all, but a lot of the players are. And Caleb Harrison is a stud. He believes in his game. He's gotten better. He told me straight up after they beat Hoover in the summer, I'm like, man, he's come a long way. He said, what do you mean come a long way? He said, we're the better team. We've been the better team. We just didn't show it. They haven't been able to get to Birmingham. Well, he gets to Birmingham now. Bucky McMillan got the biggest steal in this Alabama class at 24, and it's Caleb
Harrison. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, you're mentioning great players. I got to mention one from Sylacauga back in 2014 named Shekayla Thomas.
Uh-huh.
You're talking about a girl that was a great high school player, goes on to Florida State, and does a great – I got to get my hometown in there, Bart.
Yeah, get it. And that was right. That was in the – I missed like a three-year span, and that was right. I think that was the year before. I remember people talking about her that year before. But you see, anytime you see a player from Alabama, you better pay attention because we don't give him any power five.
Hey, we're going to have you for an hour after the tournament, okay? We're going to have you an hour after the tournament.
Work it in your schedule. Work it in your schedule.
Okay.
All right. Bart, man, hey, it's good to hear from you. Good to talk with you. And, man, good luck through the whole tournament. And we'll be paying close attention to every word you say.
Bart, I got Mike. Viger. You got Valley. We're there.
Ha, appreciate it, guys. So what about you? About 76, 77?
There you go. You're in our range.
There you go, Bart Height.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now back to the show.
I seen your picture. Your name in lights above it. This is your big debut. It's like a dream come true. So won't you smile for the camera? I know they're gonna love it.
Gotta have a little Steely Dan to start your day off. There is no doubt about it. Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report. Randy Bergen along with Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Lassner. But glad to have you on board with us. And, guys, time to go to our Pops Midtown Communication Lines. Welcome in Coach Ronnie Cottrell, the head football coach for the Leopards of Mobile Christian. Thanks for taking time to be with us, my man.
Well, Randy, I appreciate it. It was a big win just to get another week, you know, just to stay alive. There were a lot of big wins this week, and congratulations to Coach Curtis, what a win, and MGM's making history. I don't know. Y'all have done it. I know Mark and Coach Cleveland have done it. Just being here is really important.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, Ronnie. And when you look at your season, what an amazing season you've had. And, you know, I know the Mobile Christian family is on cloud nine. you got a running back out there, this young sophomore, Antonio Brown, had 155 yards last night. You and I had talked previously, and you had talked about how excited you were about this offensive line. Obviously, they were making some big holes for Antonio last night to get 155 and two touchdowns. Big night for that young man.
Yeah, we call him PJ. Antonio is a middle infielder for our baseball program, and he is extremely quick. On the third play of the third offensive play, he went, I think, 65 yards for a touchdown. But like you said, our offensive line is really – they're very physical. On that play, there were three pancakes. I mean, three on one play. So he had a pretty good – he had a pretty good seam to start with, but he hit it and ran away from them. I don't know. I've been coaching a long time, Coach. I've never had an offensive line group like I got right now and a defensive line group. Here at Mobile Christian, we've always had pretty good skill guys, but, you know, we've always been trying to find that second or third offensive lineman to play in the game. I remember in 2016, we played 285-pound tackles in that game. And, you know, if you're that light at tackle, you're going to have a hard time probably. But this is a really good group. And I don't know, if you got those guys up front, especially on offense, you can do a lot of different things offensively.
Well, there's no doubt about that, Ronnie. And when you have those guys that can block people and they can recognize different fronts and they can make adjustments on the field instead of having to do it after every series – that's a big, big thing. And, you know, I always think that you got to have a center that is a really smart football player and can kind of get your guys where he needs to get them. And that's always a big advantage, I think, for an offensive line.
A little bit about Rick. Center, Bo Cagle, you know, when we moved him to center 2 years ago, he was a tackle. We moved him to center 2 years ago, it changed our program, and he's just a junior, and he's being highly recruited. He's one of our strongest lifters, and I don't know, Rick, you know this better than me. You've done it. You got a chance if you've got that guy in place because he's the quarterback of your offensive line.
Yep, that's exactly right. Boy, that is exactly right, Ronnie. You got another young player, junior, Damian Gaston. He passed for almost 200 yards last night. Talk a little bit about Damian because, boy, he's really come through for you this year, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. And you know what? You better have a guy under center. I mean, if you don't have a guy there, you're going to have problems in most cases. But he's just a great leader. He's another baseball player. He's committed to play baseball at South, and he has really changed this team. Outstanding mobility, but, you know, we don't call on him to run a lot. But he is very efficient in making sure that we get the plays off and in a sound manner. We're very high on the positive side of takeaways versus turnovers. We've had very little turnovers this year, and I give him most of the credit, just making sure the ball gets to the right guy and not making bad decisions. I think he had over 200 yards in the first half and really put this game away early. He did it. Had an outstanding throw for a touchdown to Michael Moore. And
right.
I don't know, you have that guy that just puts you in the right situation there. It really helps you to be effective offensively.
Well, that win sets you up for a matchup with Eddie Brundage bringing his team, Houston Academy, to Harrison Field next Friday night. So it's a great venue. And you got a very formidable team that you're going to be playing. You know anything about Eddie's team there at Houston Academy?
Well, we played them last year in the first round, and I'll go ahead and say, right, you know Eddie Brundage. I know Eddie Brundage. He was the head coach at Jackson. He played football at Troy. And everywhere he's been, he's done a phenomenal job. I mean, I think he's lost one game in the last 2 years in regular season and has just done a phenomenal job there. They've got an outstanding quarterback that we saw last year. It'll be a battle for sure. But, you know, Rick, this time of year you're going to see good teams. I think the hardest thing about week one is that a lot of times you get a matchup with a team you know, maybe a one versus four, you can't overlook anybody. But if you overlook anybody in the second round, you'll get your butt back home.
That's exactly right.
There's no doubt about that. Visiting Ronnie Cottrell, the head football coach for Mobile Christian. Ronnie, and Ricky said it just a few moments ago. You're back home. You played at Harrison Field last night. You're back home again on Friday night. How important and what a great atmosphere typically you have at that Harrison Field. Talk a little bit about your fans and that atmosphere there.
Well, it is great. Our fans are kind of right on the field with us, but this year at Lamar Harrison Stadium, and a lot to do with the Lamar Harrison family, you know, we have a new turf. And just like last night, I mean, we probably couldn't have played this game last night with the rain last year. But with our turf, I mean, it was just a perfect surface. I mean, fans will be all along the hills. I mean, it'll be a packed house. And even last night, I know several of y'all went to games or saw games. I mean, there were people came out in this rain. If you don't know it, you need to know that the greatest sport in the world is football, and the fans are so loyal, and ours are especially that way. I don't know. I think you learned so much from this game, and I appreciate what y'all do with the aspect of the character part of your program. You learn so much from playing this sport. I mean, it's so much like life. And we've had a lot of adversity here, but, I mean, in the last couple of years especially. But I think our fan base has had as much to do with keeping this going as anybody. I mean, I looked up out there, and it was pouring down rain, and nobody's gone. I mean, they're still up there cheering for the Leopards. So, yeah, it is a big advantage, I think, for us to play at home. And eventually they'll make us go somewhere else. That third round probably will end up having to play away. But we're just glad to be at home this week.
You know, Ronnie, you've done it at different levels. You've certainly done it at the collegiate level. We're talking to Ronnie Cottrell, the head football coach at Mobile Christian. All the people that recruit, and I can tell you firsthand, my son thinks Ronnie Cottrell hung the moon. But you are known nationwide as one of the chief recruiters, one of the best recruiters of high school talent in the history of college football. And now you drop down, and really it's not a drop down. You become a head coach in high school at several different places, and everywhere you've been, you've won. And Ronnie, congratulations. We think the world of you. We'll be pulling for you all the way through. And take care. God bless. And I know you put Jesus first on your map. And I know your team certainly does that as well, and that's another aspect that we'll talk about another time. Thanks a bunch, Ronnie.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, Ronnie Cottrell right there, the head football coach for the Leopards of Mobile Christian. Hey, let's take a timeout. It's happening. Arthur Mack can fill us in on right here on the Prep Sports Report.
This segment of the Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile, and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
Today I want to talk about the word it, I-T, it, and it's going to go through a whole lot of stuff to make sure we see if I can understand exactly what I'm talking about as well as anybody else. You can't keep it unless you give it away. When it comes to love, happiness, knowledge, truth, honor, honesty, and passion, you can't keep it unless you give it away. I am sure I could come up with a whole bunch more one-word examples of that, but we're going to go with just these. What is it in it that we have to give away, and what are we keeping when we give it away? The it in the giving away is service. The it in the keeping part is humility. So why should I give away service to gain humility? And what do I gain by keeping humility? Sounds like a losing and boring deal. Not necessarily. For me, here is the payoff. When we are of service to others, we are a blessing to others, we try to help others, we are giving of our energies, efforts, and time with the proper motives and efforts. This act of giving service is biblical and pleases God, who in turn rewards our actions and effort. Philippians 2:3 says, don't act out of selfish ambition or be conceited. Instead, humbly think of others as being better than yourselves. Another scripture is, for everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. That's Luke 18:14. When we gain humility, we gain a perspective into what our true path is on this earth. Remember, as God's kids, we're no longer human beings seeking spiritual experiences. We are now spiritual beings. Encountering human experiences and humility helps us to make the right choices. Being freed from the chains of selfishness, we are able to follow a path that leads happiness, joy, freedom, and fulfillment. Our very lives depend on this change of motivation. While we are in the grip of a selfishness, we are dead to the spirit. Our work helping others brings our faith to life so that we may truly live. I can't keep it unless I give it away. And what is that? Service, humility, grace, love, honor, honesty. All of these things that we feel we should be. If we have that, we got to give it away. And so as I get up every morning, I think about how fortunate, first of all, I am to wake up, how fortunate I am to still be here. There are many other people out there in our world that have the same feeling when they wake up every day. And so I want to give away that feeling of thank God I have this day. Thankful that I am able to go and do what I do every day. I love doing what I do every day. I love going to work every day and being around our kids and our coaches and our faculty at school and seeing if we can't bring about a better world each day that we go there. Some days it happens, some days it doesn't. Good things and bad things are going to happen every single day of our life. How we handle those things is the mark of our character. And so, you know, Randy, as we go through each part of our life, each part of our day, giving it away, giving away that humility, giving away honesty, giving away hope, whatever it is you have in you, whatever it is in your talent that you want to give away, whatever it is in your life that you want to give away, give it away so you can keep it. Because only when I give it away do I get it tenfold in return. It's just the way it is. I'm just telling you. I didn't know that until I got much older in life. I wish I had known it when I was much younger. I would have made many better choices in my life, and my life would have been a whole lot simpler and easier and more gratifying.
Well, that's what we do when we get older. We get wiser. And we wish that we would have had that when we were younger, but you have to go through that to understand the road, I guess.
I guess that's one thing I'm going to ask God one day when I get to heaven. I'm going to say, can you think about why you wouldn't make us wise when we were young? And then maybe we got worse as we got older because that would have made life a lot simpler. No, I'm just kidding. But in all seriousness, you know, that's the great thing we have. Is in our lives and what we do, Randy, here on this show,
right.
When we run into people, wherever we run into people, we are social beings. We are the people who we have a chance every single day to give it away. Whatever that it is for you, you got to find out what that is. But whatever that it is for you, you can give that away and you'll receive it tenfold in return.
That's great stuff right there. It really is, man. I got to tell you, it's been a fast 2 hours. It's been fun. Why do we have more fun when Rick's not here?
I don't know.
So is it? Am I just? Am
Maybe
I,
it's. I don't know. We need to talk to Rick about this.
Oh my goodness!
We missed the big guy today, man. I'm telling you.
So high school football rolling through week eight. We're coming into week nine, getting playoffs in a couple of weeks.
Doesn't seem real, does it?
No, it just.
I mean, it seems like just a few days ago we were complaining about how, oh gosh, it's so hot. That's all I could think about when I was at practice. Oh my gosh, because the temperature this summer just skyrocketed and never gave us a break.
Right.
Now, you know, I'm walking outside. It's 50-something degrees. It's kind of chilly, a little chill in the air. And football season's way more than half over as we get headed. You know, volleyball's getting ready to go into the area tournaments. You know, playoffs are coming up in a few weeks. It's amazing how fast it rolls by.
Mark, in the minute we have left here, Bayside, where are you right now? I'm not looking at it. Where are y'all in standings right now?
We are in a fight for second place.
Okay.
That's where we are. We're at second or third. Could be fourth if we lose some ball games.
Yeah.
But right now we're kind of in that fight for second.
Well, good luck on your homecoming this week.
And thank you,
man,
buddy.
Safe travels to Alex City for the wedding. Look forward to seeing you again here next week, all right? Tell you what, has been fun hanging out with you. Thanks for listening. And good best wishes to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Yep.
And we will see you next week right here on the Prep Sports Report.